In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There's a Greek word for St. Andrew. It is protoklete, the first called, because he is the first of the apostles that was called, though he's not ranked first among the apostles. That's a little interesting, isn't it? And he's not even in the top three of Peter, James, and John. And yet he is the one who was first called, and it was through him that his brother Peter was called. And it is all, and he also, as with the other apostles, took the gospel to the ends of the Roman world. He took it to Achaia, which is part of Greece. And it was there that he was crucified on an X-shaped cross, which is why on the flag of Scotland you'll see the St. Andrew's cross. It's an X-shaped cross. And St. Andrew is the patron of Scotland and Greece and the church in Constantinople and several other places. But the most important thing is he was an apostle. He was one who was given the power to act in the name of Christ and the fullness of that power, the power that has come down to us in the persons of the bishops. You know, it's important that we remember the bishops never act in their own name. They act in the name of Christ, but with the fullness of his power to sanctify, to teach, and to govern. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.